crystallize it for me, Lena Jeffries. I mean, when you say they won't sit down with you, I mean, how does that work exactly? How does it go? You're going up to Speaker Johnson. He's like, I don't want to talk to you. You're looking for others, and you're saying they're ignoring you. They're ignoring the minority leader in the House. I mean, when you say they won't sit down and talk to you, crystallize, paint a picture for us about how that looks and how that works in the nation's capital. How you can't get people to sit down when you're the Democratic leader of the House.
It's a good question. It makes no sense. It sounds illogical to people, and I understand that. So if we just break down the chronology, Leader Schumer and I demanded a meeting with Donald Trump. He agreed to the meeting. This was in advance of the shutdown. Mm-hmm. He agreed to the meeting. Then he canceled the meeting. And then the American people clearly rose up and said, what are you doing? You're not willing to sit down with leaders in the House and the Senate to try to avoid a government shutdown? So then he has the meeting. That was last Monday. Now, what have we seen from my Republican colleagues subsequent to that? Instead of actually having a follow-up conversation to try to avoid the government from shutting down, what Donald Trump did was release deep fake videos.
Yes.
To try to manipulate what was discussed in that meeting and lied to the American people. Then he went on the golf course. I think it was on day four of the government shutdown. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen President Obama. We've never seen President Clinton, President Bush. I mean, come on. This guy is on the golf course?
I don't want to sit down with Democratic leaders? I've seen Obama. Maybe not during the shutdown, but President Obama, he spent some time on the golf course now. Come on now. That's true.
Yeah, every president has.
Yes.
But not in the middle of a government shutdown.
That's correct.
Lastly, I will just say, I'm giving the chronology, which you appropriately asked for. Republicans canceled votes in the House last week. We were supposed to be in Washington voting. How do you cancel votes in advance of the government shutting down? We've never seen anything like this. And then they cancel votes again this week, which is why I say Republicans are on vacation, literally spread out throughout the country and the rest of the world. They need to get back to work so that we can resolve this issue related to reopening the government and addressing the Republican healthcare crisis.